This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
As you're invited to join us on the radio and take control of the airwaves here, toll free, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. The Discord on-air call-in lines are available to you as well. You can jump in there and sound almost like you're sitting in the studio with us. Just download the Discord app and then join us at discord.lrn.fm. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian here.
And Chris.
And Daryl.
So for those of you just tuning in, we've been focusing so far tonight primarily on this pirate radio station operating in Austin, Texas, and I would say flagrantly and wonderfully operating for so many years. it's been an impressive run that they have gone for so long in the face of multiple threatening letters from the FCC, which have been included, I believe, as part of the civil case that the FCC has now filed in federal civil court against the Olenics, a couple that's been operating the station there allegedly for some say as long as a decade. Others, the FCC apparently targeted them in 2013 with a notice of apparent liability, and they did not shut down, which, of course, actually did not lead directly to a raid, even though technically I think the FCC can. I don't know if there's a certain minimum number of these notices that they have to send before they'll actually send in the raiding
party. Doesn't a judge have to sign off before a raid
occurs? On a raid? I presume they do. Yeah.
I would think so.
That's a good question. I've never looked that deeply into the FCC's filings in one of those cases, and I wonder how often raids like that happen. They certainly have happened.
Yeah.
I mean, they happened. One of them happened years ago to the Party Pirate in Tampa Bay, mm-hmm. and this was an FM station that, you know, like most pirate radio stations, played music. In fact, there was an interesting story about it. What was it? I think the operator called himself Craven Moorhead.
All right.
So Craven Moorhead, who was obviously not his real name, on the air, and they actually raided his house, even though he was also running like repeaters for the local police department and the local government. So he had a tower with multiple radio transmitters on it. He was actually providing service to the town, and yet the local police still were there with the raiding party. It was the FCC, it was the FBI, it was the local police. They came in, and I think the story went that they pointed guns at his cat. And
well, the cat could be a bomb.
And then also, that it's at one point they took his picture of Jesus off of the wall when they were just taking various different equipment out of the studio. So they're only supposed to be able to take equipment that is tangentially or somehow connected to the broadcast.
Right.
They're not supposed to be taking personal items like that.
Yeah,
and it can only lead you to think that they do that to try to rile somebody up. So that they will jump at them or come at them or get angry, right? Like you point a gun at a cat, somebody's going to freak out. If you take something that's religiously special to a person, they might get angry about that as well. So it seems to me that's what that tactic seems to be.
Let's do something to get you to lash out so that we can then shoot you, because when you're dead, there's less paperwork than when we actually go through and, you know, file lawsuits and all of this other stuff.
Right, and then they can probably just seize the whole house or something like that at that point. So the FCC filed a notice of apparent liability and then several other notices. And at some point in 2013, which probably would be early on, because I think you said it was in 2013 where they first
threatened.
Yeah, so August. So this letter from the Olenics to the FCC's resident agent of enforcement in Houston, the Houston office, is there presumably their response or one of their responses. It's Exhibit C in the lawsuit that the FCC's filed against them. And I just wanted to read what they had to say, because they've got an argument they want to make here.
All right.
Now, obviously, making a legal argument in front of the FCC is not going to get you anywhere.
Correct.
They're just going to keep on pushing ahead because it doesn't really cost them anything. They have attorneys on staff. And it's interesting that they haven't filed this kind of suit thus far. So far as I can tell, this is pretty unprecedented. But according to their response, Dear Mr. Lee, again, Lee is the resident agent at the FCC. In short, either provide us with the signed written agreement on which you base having a reason to contact us about such issue, because remember, they were sent a threat saying you aren't authorized to operate at all, or kindly never bother us with your harassment under color of law and office again. Neither of us is aware of any relevant commercial nexus with your company. We feel absolutely no obligation to recognize any artificially imposed and irrelevant deadline for any response to you. We don't consent, directly or by any implication, to any such policy or procedures. Since it's uncertain as to which choice of law applies here, we don't know whether silence would be read as go butt a stump, the law of the land standard, or we consent, the law of the sea standard, they say, which are two standards I'm not familiar with, but that's kind of gives you a taste of what this theory is that they are basing their response here. They're calling it law of the land, apparently, or they're trying to determine which response.
Right, so I'm guessing the law of the sea thing, and now I know that there's some kind of international treaty called the Law of the Sea Treaty. I don't know if that's what they're referencing, or if they're referencing the Admiralty Court law. Sort of thing, to where, if there's a fringe, then that means you're in the Admiralty Court and not the land court, because the land...
The fringe on the flag, right. For listeners who aren't familiar with the theory.
The land has different rules than the ocean, and something.
And if you cross the bar, you go into the Admiralty zone, right?
Something along those lines. Yeah.
You following this, Chris?
Yeah.
Are you familiar with these theories, these courtroom theories?
Yes, to some degree or another. I'm not intimately familiar with it, but it's interesting. It's a civil suit, and in a civil suit, I think you probably have to respond, but that's once the civil suit actually...
Well, you have to respond
has been initiated.
There's also lower thresholds
for
being found either guilty or responsible in civil versus criminal.
That's correct.
Right.
And if you don't respond, then you can be held in default, and then they, you know, get heard. I bet you they're going to respond. Again, these are the kinds
certainly
of people who are going to respond to a lawsuit.
Yeah, certainly at some point they're going to respond.
So
they should respond.
Going on here. So again, they're trying to determine, they say, which law standard the FCC is threatening them under. So they say, therefore, since we don't consent to anything, we're documenting plainly our affirmative assertion of total and complete lack of consent for all purposes. Should this response happen to satisfy any such time period, feel free to treat this as an act toward mitigating your personal damages and your company's damages rather than any act of consent to anything, whether substantive or procedural, whether administrative or judicial. So it's kind of interesting that they're calling the FCC a company, right? Like they're just sort of looking at this as some random letter that came in from some organization out there trying to have a conflict with you.
Right.
And that's how they're coming at it. Going on here, it says, further, in the event you're initiating some administrative procedure or other, we'll forever recognize that as an act of waiver of any remote sense of, quote, sovereign immunity, unquote, for all purposes, not only due to the necessarily commercial nature of the role that must exist for such an outrageous demand letter to have any meaning whatsoever in the first place, but also due to the fact that you're the one starting such matter. Should the question ever arise, we have no intention of ever establishing any relevant commercial nexus with your company. Further, we recognize your asserted choice of law, and if you feel the need to communicate further with Walter Olenek or M. Ray Nedler Olenek, knock yourself out. If that's your preferred choice of law, then no amount of alleged commercial nexus is going to matter anyway, because under that choice of law, and I'm not sure which choice they're suggesting here, and in that capacity, which capacity and choice of law are totally beyond, quote, this state? I'm getting lost here, Daryl. How about you?
Yeah.
Which renders your demand letter all the more facially preposterous. We are not aware of any relevant commercial nexus with your company. That's the third time for that statement.
Right.
We expect
the FCC, there's some kind of corporate something, so therefore company and
not
government.
Well, they are corporate. I mean, governments are corporations.
Isn't this the same thing that... with the whole car thing versus a motor vehicle,
freedom to travel,
commercial.
There's
yeah,
some crossover. Here.
But they're arguing something like it's commercial, and because I'm not driving for commercial purposes, it's not driving or something.
That's what they argue, which
isn't
is one
the
argument.
Same kind of logic here that they're using.
It's similar.
He's not operating a commercial operation.
He
so.
Hasn't made that claim. He has said that he doesn't have a commercial nexus with the FCC.
Well, a nexus is like creates liability, basically.
He's saying he doesn't have an agreement with the FCC.
Right. Right.
And he's saying, if you have an agreement with me, FCC agent, show your agreement. Show.
But he's using a bunch of different words to
document.
Say that.
Well, he said that early on. That was the first paragraph, was if you've got something that shows we've got an agreement,
right,
pony up the documents. 855-450, free, like freedom, your thoughts are welcome.
This November, I'll be running the world's biggest and most popular marathon, the New York City Marathon, as a member of Team Innocence Project. The Innocence Project was the first legal organization to systematically apply DNA testing to cases of wrongful convictions as a powerful tool to reveal innocence. So far in 2018, the Innocence Network has welcomed 32 wrongfully convicted people home from prison for crimes they did not commit and had a record-breaking 850 people unite in Memphis at their annual conference. The movement of freeing the innocent and reforming the criminal justice system is growing and would not be possible without your support. Together as 68 network organizations around the world, they've helped exonerate 513 people who spent a combined total of 7,804 years in prison. They've also worked together to pass over 150 laws in the U.S. to help prevent wrongful convictions. You can support the Innocence Project by going to run.freetalklive.com. That's run.freetalklive.com.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful full-featured wallet that allows you to send and receive Bitcoin, BTC, and Bitcoin Cash, BCH, with anyone, anywhere in the world. It supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. The Bitcoin.com wallet is available on Windows, Linux, Mac, Android, and iOS devices. Use the Bitcoin.com wallet to buy, send, store, and receive both Bitcoin, BTC, and Bitcoin Cash, BCH. Learn more at wallet.bitcoin.com. That's wallet.bitcoin.com.
What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the state. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I am 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves here. You can bring up whatever is on your mind. 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. And we've also got the Discord on-air call-in line rooms. You can join those over at discord.lrn.fm. You can bring up anything. We're talking about pirate radio, one of my favorite topics because I love the idea of freedom of speech, and I don't think anybody should have to ask permission to broadcast speech. So whenever somebody out there doesn't ask permission, it always warms my heart, and I do appreciate the work that they do. Even if they don't air Free Talk Live, as Texas Liberty Radio at the time of its rating did not air Free Talk Live, although there was a time in the past when we were on a pirate radio station in Austin. I don't know if it was the same station, because pirate radio, sort of by its nature, they don't ask permission. Right. So they don't come to us and say, hey, can we air your radio show? They just air the radio show, and that's fine with us. So you want to comment, you're certainly welcome to do that. I also want to make sure that you know about Liberty.menu. Now, I don't know if the pirate radio station was on Liberty.menu. It probably wasn't. They probably not. They tend to like to kind of stay quiet, even though once you put a 24-hour-a-day, 7-day-a-week broadcast on the air, eventually somebody's going to figure out you're not authorized to be there.
Right.
Now, if you're operating a pirate station and you don't have a bunch of F words and other curse words going out over the air to sort of instantly differentiate your station from the rest of the stations on the dial, then you might be able to make it for a little while before somebody at one of the competing radio stations in town who does have an FCC license jealously calls the FCC and informs them about your existence. So if you're kind of playing it safe, you could make it for a little bit longer, but eventually, even if you're playing it safe and you've got, you know, a clean broadcast, somebody's going to figure it out, and it's usually one of the existing FCC licensed station people, because they're jealous. I mean, at some level, they're jealous. They're mad that they went through the FCC's process, that they got the engineering study done at however many thousands of dollars an engineering study, you know, costs, because that's one of the requirements before you can get a radio station, that they jump through whatever the hoops are the FCC puts up as far as their filing window and how you can get into even apply in the first place.
What's the purpose of an engineering study for radio?
It has to do with the signal pattern. You know, where's the signal going to cover? Is it going to overlap other existing signals on that same frequency and in the region? So, I mean, there's a reason for it, but ultimately, if you've driven around an area and you found a dead channel where there's nobody on the air and you've, you know, driven what you were expecting your signal pattern to be, then do you really need to have a
study? Probably not.
To do that? No, it's the FCC. It's just an arbitrary rule that they came up with to put money in the pockets of FCC-connected engineering firms.
Right. That's what most regulations do.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's kind of the federal version of the local taxi drivers that get upset that Uber's in town.
Yep.
They didn't have to jump through whatever the hoop and hurdle is that I had to jump through, so send that guy to prison.
So we were sharing the response, and it's almost finished. One of the responses, at least, from the Olenics, Walter and Ray Nadler Olenik, who were the alleged operators of this pirate station in Austin, Texas. And I didn't finish the story about Liberty.menu. I'm sorry, I got distracted. Liberty.menu is where you can go and you can list your whatever you do, your business or your Liberty event or your digital content for other libertarians and voluntarists to see. It's free to use, so get on over to Liberty.menu to do that there. So the Olenics responding to the FCC's initial notice, the FCC saying, hey, we don't believe you're operating legally, you don't have your license, prove that you do have a license or stop broadcasting. The Olenics continued to broadcast, allegedly, and they wrote this letter, which brings up different types of law. They claim there's law of the land standard and then law of the sea standard, and they're trying to determine, you know, under which color of law or whatever, however, I don't know what all the legal terminology is here, that the FCC is operating. And basically they say, look, it doesn't matter what law standard you're operating under, we're going to let you know that we don't consent, that we did not agree to an agreement at any point with your, what they call company, I think, here at some point.
Right.
They say we don't have a commercial nexus with you. And it says here, quote, this is page 2, we expect... let's see here. Further, we recognize your asserted choice of law, and if you feel the need to communicate further with the Olenics, knock yourself out. If that's your preferred choice of law, then no amount of alleged commercial nexus is going to matter anyway, because under that choice of law and in that capacity, which capacity and choice of law are totally beyond, quote, this state, unquote, and I'm completely lost at what they're saying here. And if there's some sort of legal experts or some legal theorist out there that can, you know, shed some light on this, feel free to call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. I don't know which choice of law they're referring to, so it's hard to really understand.
They're probably presuming that the agents are making a choice and they're responding to the presumed choice.
I don't even know what that is, 'cause they don't say.
But law of the land, it is a term used in the U.S. Constitution, where it says the U.S. Constitution and the laws of the United States shall be made henceforth, and treaties made under the authority of the United States shall be the supreme law of the land, whereas mm-hmm. law of the sea would be that admiralty sort of thing. So we're talking about, you know, the rules of the high seas, or are we talking about the U.S. Constitution?
And they claim that the law of the land standard, if you don't respond to a threatening letter, then that means you're telling them off, basically. We don't care what you say. We don't have any obligation to respond. And they're saying under the law of the sea standard, if you don't respond, that means that you consent to whatever it is the person has written in the letter. That's what they're claiming. One of the differences is between them, I don't know what, you know, is actually true.
Yeah.
Going on here with their claims, they say that this renders your demand letter all the more facially preposterous. And we are not aware of any relevant commercial nexus with your company. We expect that letters so addressed would be more properly come from your company's, or would more properly come from your company's international bureau, and then only after there's been some treaty or other discovered to which we are signatories. We're also unaware of any such treaty or other international agreement. Thus again, either provide us with a signed written agreement on which you base having a reason to contact us about such issue at all, or kindly never bother us with your harassment under color of law and office again. So that there's zero confusion on the issue, deliberate indifference is still very much actionable in quote, this state, unquote. As for, quote, common areas, unquote, and for the rest of the property, we hereby give you written notice that under Texas Penal Code Section 30.05, that you do not have our permission or consent to enter 1205 52nd Street, Austin, Texas. Sincerely, the Olenics. Signed. So that's one of their responses.
Not under duress? Not with prejudice?
No, it's not under duress because...
Not UCC-1 whatever?
No, they CC'd it to Art Acevedo, the chief of police, Ajit Pai, the FCC, all of the FCC commissioners at the time, and the general counsel for the FCC, so the attorneys.
Right, but you know, normally people that are using some of the language that they use would sign.
They're not going to say
duress
it's under duress because they're claiming prejudice. They don't have consent. So the FCC is not threatening them with criminal action. It is a threat of a civil lawsuit. So there's still a threat in that they're going to have to waste their time on this case. But there's not a man with a gun, you know,
immediately
in this case,
there,
at least right now. More coming up here in moments. This is Free Talk Live.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
This is Jessica Armand, creator of the fluoride-free oral care brand, My Magic Mud. You're going to love our new products. Our cutting-edge oral rinses deeply soothe your mouth and fight cavities naturally. Our breath spray, My Magic Mist, will invigorate your senses with essential oils of peppermint and eucalyptus. Our clinically proven toothpaste and tooth powders whiten your teeth and detoxify your mouth. Buy discounted bundles direct at MyMagicMud.com and take 10% off with coupon code GCN10. MyMagicMud.com.
USA Radio News.
The jurors in Paul Manafort's trial ended their second day of deliberations without reaching a verdict. The 12-person jury did send a note to the judge this afternoon asking to leave just after 5 o'clock Eastern Time because one of the jurors had an event to attend. Meanwhile, outside the White House today, President Trump spoke about Manafort.
I think the whole Manafort trial is very sad. When you look at what's going on there, I think it's a very sad day for our country. He worked for me for a very short period of time. But you know what? He happens to be a very good person. And I think it's very sad what they've done to Paul Manafort.
41% of Americans say Special Counsel Robert Mueller should wrap up his federal investigation into ties between Russian collusion and the Trump campaign before the midterm elections. That's according to a new American Barometer poll. 37% of those polled said Mueller should have as much time as he needs. You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home.
Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything that you want. We're talking about pirate radio at the moment, however, which is, I think, a fascinating discussion because, honestly, it doesn't happen often enough. First of all, people don't do pirate radio often enough because, you know, it's scary. Nobody right. wants to go up against the federal government. Nobody wants to have their house raided. But on the other hand, when it does happen, and it does happen, especially in larger cities like Boston or New York City and, you know, big cities like that tends right. to be fairly popular, where there's a large population that just isn't being served in any way, shape, or form by broadcast radio, somebody will put on, you know, Jamaican music or whatever right. it is that they feel needs to be heard. But it's even more rare that when the FCC does make a move and does shut down a station and does issue a fine, that the station actually stands and refuses to pay the fine. Not only refusing to pay, because some will just quietly not pay.
Right.
Then you've got this Austin pirate radio station, Texas Liberty Radio, and they are basically just right out in the open responding to the FCC saying, not only are we not going to pay you.
I wonder if that's the difference between this them pursuing it and not pursuing it, though, as opposed to past cases of similar.
That's an excellent question.
They're, I mean, they're basically getting up there and being like, screw you, you know, we're not going to, you know, publicly.
So they want to throw down, they want to have a knockdown. Yeah.
Right, and also
outside.
These people were running this thing for about four or five years after the very first letter from the FCC saying knock it off.
Right.
Right, well, most people just shut
awesome.
Down.
Yeah, which is awesome. Know? So they didn't. Just, they thumbed their noses, so to speak, at
right.
the FCC.
Which, they did it for long enough to, really irritate somebody.
Which I love. I mean, I think it's fantastic. And I've been hoping that we'll get to see an operator actually, you know, I'm not hoping that somebody gets taken down, but
right.
that when they do, that somebody will stand up for their, what is, in my opinion, their right to broadcast. If you're not causing, you know, interference, RF, which is a possibility, if you don't,
yes.
you know, if you don't have a good broadcast location with, you know, proper broadcast equipment, you're much more likely to cause interference in people's radios, for instance.
Well, but that's not why they're shutting people down in this case.
Well, that's ostensibly the reason the FCC exists.
Right. Right? But that's, so, I mean, the reality is they're shutting them down because somebody complained.
Correct.
Which has probably got nothing to do with interference.
Well, sometimes it can. So if you're broadcasting right, from an apartment building, you're going to be interfering all kinds of crazy with your neighbors.
Right. And also, they were broadcasting on 90.1. There is a station in Austin on 89.9. And according to Radio Locator, there's now something that is licensed to 90.1.
Oh, interesting. Okay. Hmm.
Maybe that's it's a translator of something.
That may be why they finally came at them. They had somebody in the corporate radio world who wanted to occupy that frequency, and they finally right. had to make a move. But, you know, in the world of freedom, which we would like to see yeah. happen, it would be, first of all, we wouldn't have the FCC determining spectrum, number one. So yeah. right now you've got the FCC, which is a group of bureaucrats arbitrarily deciding, well, the frequency modulation 24-hour broadcast radio station spectrum will be from, and then, you know, it's 88 megahertz or whatever to 108 megahertz, roughly.
Right.
And they just arbitrarily chose that. There's no reason why the marketplace would necessarily organize in the exact same manner. In fact, it would be interesting to see, you know, the alternate reality in which we didn't have an FCC and how the radio spectrum would look in that particular case. But you know, let people homestead radio frequency.
Here's something that is very, very interesting here. So the station that's currently on 90.1 in Austin,
mm-hmm. the legal reported yes. legal station.
It's a translator, yep. So it's got one of those, you know, like bunch of numbers and couple letter things.
Yep.
That is CSN International, which is part of CSN Radio.
Christian Science.
It's religious. The parent station that Christian has Spirit? The translator, I don't know. Oh, I've not God. Gone to CSNRadio.com. the station owner is Cavalry Chapel of Twin Falls, Idaho.
Okay.
They have 310 transmitters across
nationwide.
The country.
Wow.
And all
a
of
monster.
Them are translator. They're K2 something something, W25, blah, blah, blah.
They've got to have licensed stations if they're translating something.
According to the Radio Locator, there's one station in Twin Falls, Idaho, and 310
what?
Transmitters across the country that are part of this CSN International.
Send me a link to that, because I gotta see this. This sounds really crazy, it's just from a technical aspect.
But, I know.
So apparently it stands for, actually, I'm still not sure. I'm on the site of just CSN. Well, anyway, back to the story here from National Public Radio, which actually has a really detailed piece on the Austin pirate radio station, including court filings, which is where we read the letter, one of the letters responding to the FCC from the Olmanics. Back to the NPR's opinion here, or their reporting. It says here, it's unclear whether Olenek or the Olenek might adhere to the belief long held among some Texans that the state should operate as a republic rather than as a full member of the United States. The FCC's letter, we'll note, was sent to the couple's post office box in Austin. So referencing there, without actually saying it, the secession movement in Texas, which is presumably still alive. I don't know what kind of a hit that it's taken under the Donald Trump administration, because it seems like secession movements in the United States, whether it be Texas or whether it be Vermont, for instance, or California, seem to have some rise and fall in popularity with based on whoever is in office at
right.
the presidential level. So when Obama got reelected in 2012, there was that petition with over 100,000 signatures on it online asking about secession, you know, asking about Texas seceding, and then the Obama administration responding to it by saying, well, that was settled during the Civil War. So basically suggesting that we're going to kill you if you try to secede.
Yikes.
So that happened. And, of course, you know, the California secession movement, I imagine, has bubbled up a little bit since the Trump administration has come in. Not to say that these organizations go away during the other administrations. It's just that they just don't seem to get the same level of interest. And I hope that at some point we reach a level where secessionists are just like, you know what, screw these parties. Forget about the United States. Stop getting a belief that you're going to have any kind of sway over what happens in Washington, D.C. Donald Trump, Barack Obama, these people are not friendly to whatever it is your belief system is. If you believe that it's a good idea to some extent to leave the United States, stop letting these people reel you back in, I guess is what I'm saying.
I don't even understand why somebody, you know, just because you've got your guy in power, right? They're going to be gone in 4 years or 8 years, right? Like, why would you want to stick around?
Because people are short-sighted.
Yeah.
You're just completely like, making sense. Yeah.
There's the caller that we had from California a while back when we were talking about that Three California thing.
Yeah.
And he was in one of the Republican parts of California that would wind up, you know, benefiting from California splitting into three states.
But he didn't want the cost,
he
right?
Didn't want, no! He thought that the Republicans were going to wind up sweeping the election this year and electing a Republican governor, and Republicans are going to control the House and Senate
delusional.
In California.
It's just delusional.
Right.
But even if they did, even if the Republicans did sweep in, it wouldn't change California's overall direction, just rolling as fast as possible towards ultra-statism. Ultimately already are. They're just not as bad as New York.
Right.
At this
and,
point.
You know, like Republicans supposedly support smaller government and,
where's the
smaller
evidence?
Budgets.
They were in charge in D.C. for years and they didn't do anything to roll back the government.
Trump has said he wants to cut $3.5 billion of foreign aid. The Senate Republicans are opposing it.
Oh, God. The toll-free number here tonight is 855-450-FREE. A string of further letters. So I suspect there may be more letters in the court filing that we haven't looked at.
Oh, there's going to be more letters.
Followed much the same pattern. And in 2014, the FCC imposed the $15,000 penalty. The Olenek didn't pay. And in November of that year, the agency sent a threatening letter to bring in the Justice Department. Instead of seeking the penalty, or excuse me, instead of seeing the penalty notice as an official warning of impending action, the Olenek said they took a different view of the FCC's citation of regulations. We'll tell you more about this case. It's unique, that is for sure. And we'll continue here in moments on Free Talk Live.
Do you operate a retail business and are looking for a solution for point-of-sale cryptocurrency acceptance? It's never been easier thanks to AnyPay.global. There's no paperwork or approval process to open an account. If you already have a tablet at your cash register, you're almost done. Just sign up at AnyPay.global. Drop your personal crypto wallet addresses in our setup page and then load our app. That's it. You're accepting cryptocurrency like Bitcoin and Dash at your store. Get started now at AnyPay.global. That's AnyPay.global.
Zencash is an end-to-end encrypted system with zero-knowledge technology over which communications, data, or value can be securely transmitted and stored. With both secure nodes and super nodes, Zencash recently surpassed 17,000 nodes, which means Zencash has one of the largest node systems of any cryptocurrency. These super nodes will bring network, economic, and technological improvements across the network. And the official Zencash wallet is available on Linux, Mac, Windows, and Android devices. Learn more at Zencash.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Would it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever you want here. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And you can also join us online over at freetalklive.com. Lots of ways to interact. Lots of ways to download the show. There, of course, are archives for days and weeks and years going all the way back to 2006 on our website. We've even got a couple of torrents for the original seasons back in 2002 and 2003. So lots of archives available for free at freetalklive.com. We've got YouTube archives going back for several years on our YouTube channel. Of course, our Twitch channel is mostly a live platform, but they had the last couple of weeks archived in HD quality, which you can use. There's like Twitch leeching programs that you can use to actually download the videos from Twitch if you really want to do that. But we do have those available to you. Go to twitch.lrn.fm. You can follow our Twitch channel there. We've got over 400 followers so far, so thank you to everybody who's hit the follow button on us. It's a good way to keep up to date on when we're broadcasting. So we did just kind of look into this, just as an aside. We've been talking kind of, I'm not really shop, but we've been talking about radio, and specifically pirate radio, which I'm a huge fan of, in this station down in Austin, the Texas Liberty Radio, that has been operating for years in complete flagrant violation of the FCC's regulations, which I love. And, of course, as the operators would point out, they never agreed to the FCC's regulations in the first place. And right. They've demanded that the FCC provide them with the evidence to show, hey, we consented to your agreement. You know, we consented to your rules. Show us the proof that that's the case. And this is also similar to an argument made by some of the IRS, you know, taxation is voluntary folks who will also say to the IRS, hey, show me where I agreed to, you know, to have your tax laws apply to me.
But see, you're within this country, and so therefore you agreed because you didn't leave.
Well, that's what somebody who would call our show would say, but the IRS doesn't ever say that, and the FCC won't ever say that either, even though that's ultimately the argument.
Ultimately the argument is, consent. Well, it's not expressed consent.
Hold on. Doesn't the IRS also say, even if you're not here, you still owe taxes here?
They do say that, yeah.
Because you're
born here. If your mother pushed you out of
If you're a citizen and you've not revoked your citizenship, not been a certain number of years.
As the theorists would say, prove that I'm a citizen. Prove that there is any kind of agreement.
That's true.
Between, because a
citizenship, when did you agree to be a citizen?
Right, a citizenship, because your mother pushing you out of her womb is not, you know, illegal. I mean, as far as I'm concerned, that's not consent. You didn't have the ability to consent, so you didn't make an agreement with the government to have whatever social contract it is that they're saying that you did. Unless you did, in which case, you know, you can probably show somebody joining the military or signing up to work for the government. Those people have agreements with the government. But the rest of us, we were just born here. Well, and there's men with guns calling themselves the state forcing their way.
That there are people that would say, well, you got a driver's license, you registered to vote, you did
under
this,
duress,
you
did all
these other things.
Driver's license under duress, and you can also even argue register to vote under duress as a defense mechanism against the state system that's focused upon you. Because even if you rescind your driver's license and rescind your voting registration, that won't stop the government from coming after you.
Right.
So, you know, I appreciate where these guys are coming from. I like the argument because it makes logical sense. But we're not talking about logic. We're not talking about there's some sort of words that you can utter that's going to get you out of this.
Right.
Because ultimately it comes down to men with guns. And that's what the real important point is. And that's what they should have shown, which is why I say they should have had video of the FCC coming there and threatening them or the FCC agents snooping around in the neighborhood and all that. Show people what this is like. Show people how intimidating this process is. And show light on this whole state concept. Because they're not there to help you. They're not there to protect you. They're there to harm your ability. In the case of the FCC, they're there to harm your ability to speak.
Right.
They're there to restrict your ability to say what you want in a way that can be heard by more than a person who's sitting across from you.
Right. And, Ian, I think you were going to wind up saying something about what we found out about that Christian station.
The Christian satellite network.
310 translators that seem to not be connected to particular AM or FM radio stations.
Yeah, it's an impressive network that...
Yeah, I went to their website. They have, I think it was 37 FM stations, 5 AM, and 341 translators.
And my speculation was correct that it wasn't a religious freedom, but it was a rule of the FCC that if you are a nonprofit operator of radio stations... that you can have translators in any market, anywhere, even if there's not a station for it, you know, to actually be based on.
So this would apply to religious, educational, and
government
presumably. But, NPR would be able to pop up a translator somewhere, even
correct.
If they don't have a licensed station.
And these guys have over 300 of those translators, which, in commercial radio, the translator has to be able to hear the original station in order to be in a place in which the translator is operating. In the case of this nonprofit, they don't. So they only have one main transmitter, KAWZ, 100,000-watt FM station in Twin Falls, Idaho, which these 300-plus translators are affiliated with. It's an amazing accomplishment.
Yeah.
And I was awash with wonder about how much money this all costs. And because, again, it's a Christian network, so they're probably very, very well funded with all manner of donations coming in and such. And it's like, man, if you want to join the LRN.FM satellite fundraiser that we have over at Patreon, you can go to patreon.lrn.fm, where we struggle to get $200 raised to support the message of liberty going out to people in other countries. Our satellite channels cover sub-Saharan Africa and North and Central America, and those channels were actually inspired by some of these religious broadcasters. Not that I agree with the viewpoints expressed on those religious broadcasters, but there was one, I think, called The Overcomer, which is some god-awful religious broadcast that is available on, like, every continent of the planet via satellite radio. And I'm like, wow, that's pretty impressive. I think that we should do that, too.
Yeah.
We could do it if we had the kind of funding that these Christian networks do, but, man, it's a lot harder to spread a message of peace and liberty than it is Christian fundamentalism, apparently.
Yeah.
So, didn't mean to bring that conversation down, but back to the story here. For you, did you want to input something?
No, I mean, I'm just thinking about how New Hampshire is, why I'm in New Hampshire.
Why are you in New Hampshire?
Well, I'm in New Hampshire because of freedom.
Indeed.
So, the Free State Project, Shire Society, all that, which, you know, if you want to accomplish something, you know, you can't spread out. And this is...
And libertarians are too spread out, is what you're saying.
Yeah, yeah.
That's been a major failing of the Liberty movement, is they've never had any concentration in any significant amount anywhere to actually do
that's
anything
changing.
Until now.
Yeah,
until
it's changing in the last 10 years
because
or so.
Of New Hampshire.
Right.
It's not changing anywhere else.
No, of course not. But I mean, the migration of Liberty, minded people here.
It's making a difference.
It's making a difference, yeah.
But then when you do get a bunch of libertarians together, they're going to sit there and argue about how they should actually wind up going about to implement Liberty. And you've got a bunch of them that say, let's just infiltrate the Republican Party.
Well, which is why the political process is, faulty, because ultimately these political parties have to allow everybody in. Even though the Libertarian Party has a signed statement that you're supposed to sign saying you don't support or advocate the initiation of force to achieve political or social goals, people violate that statement all the time within the Libertarian Party, and ultimately it's done nothing in the long run to keep unprincipled hacks like Bill Weld out of the party and to attempt to do political takeover on that party. Whereas if you use media to broadcast a message, because again, politics is just one venue in which to spread the ideas of liberty.
Absolutely.
The media is another one, and restricting people's ability to speak on the air, which is what the FCC's job is, gets in the way of alternative viewpoints getting out into a community, because the only way that a viewpoint can get out on broadcast media in any given geographic area is to go through the gatekeepers, and the gatekeepers are the people who have those radio stations. I'm not saying those people are bad people. We're on over 190 FCC-licensed radio stations around the country. These people are trying to do a business. They're trying to entertain an audience. They're trying to make money, and some of them want to get a message out. There are certainly stations that have themes, that have broadcast, viewpoints that they're trying to get out there. It's just that the marketplace is limited. So only the most wealthy, the people who have the ability to jump through the hoops, the people who have the ability to hire the attorneys, to hire the engineering firms, to jump through the government's hoops, if they're even up. Sometimes the government doesn't even have a filing window open. So even if you have a bunch of money and all the attorneys and the engineering firm and the government's window's closed, you can't even file the application in the first place. They're going to say, oh, sorry, we're not accepting new FM station applications at this time. Well, when are you going to accept new FM applications? Well, whenever we feel like it. We don't have any dates currently set. We'll open the window whenever we darn well please.
And wasn't there a thing here in Keene not too long ago where they had an application window, two people applied, and then they couldn't figure out who to give the license to, so nobody got it?
Yeah, so they haven't given out a new license in Keene in however many years it's
really?
Been.
But there's only like a few stations.
There's plenty of room on the dial in Keene, New Hampshire.
Could you just give out licenses
to both?
They could
have done them both. That's right. They sure could have.
But they didn't want to.
So, they're busy at the FCC. We're coming up here in moments. It's Free Talk Live.
Have you experienced the miracle of CBDs? They can help you reduce suffering, reduce stress, help you sleep better, modulate inflammation in the body, and is absolutely safe. MetaHemp Solutions offers a radically innovative approach to CBDs for exceptional results. Stop suffering and reduce your stress now. Isn't it time for a good night's sleep? Stop worrying about tomorrow today. Lab tested for potency, purity, and is non-psychoactive. Free shipping to all 50 states. Try our product risk-free. Money-back guarantee. Use code GCN15 to get 15% off. That's code GCN15 to get 15% off. Offer ends soon, so visit MetaHemp Solutions today at MetaHempSolutions.com or call 833-858-7500. Suffer no more. Get rid of the stress and sleep better. Get our product now at MetaHempSolutions.com. That's MetaHempSolutions.com.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S. The Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.